Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel.
Raiders, Browns. Raiders are laying 1.5 at home.
Yep. Which drama do you like better?
I think I like the Raiders. Does that mean I like their drama less?
So the drama is this, people. Let's start with Jim's Raiders. Antonio Pierce said we had players making business decisions, so we're going to make business decisions.
Ominous.
Team meeting. You know what's come out of that team meeting? Two words, highly personal. Multiple players have come out and said it got very personal in that deal. And it wasn't just team. It was team coaches, team organization, player, player, the whole bit. Now, they've said it was very useful. I don't know what they're supposed to say, but that's their side. On the Cleveland side, you have Deshaun Watson knocking the play calling, challenging people who say he should run, and he basically says, I'm not a running back. Almost as if I'm above running the football. You paid me to pass the ball. Well, you suck at that too, so that's a bit of an issue. Here's your problem. Also, Myles Garrett admitting he's essentially playing on two broken Legos for feet. Not great, Bob. Not great. My one hang-up with this is I think Deshaun plays better away from home. He hates playing at home. The fans hate his guts. The media hates his guts. The dog pound is nasty. At least when you get away, you get away. I'd lean Raiders here, but man, is this a tough game to get involved with. Why do you like the Raiders so much? Sell me this pen.
Okay, let's two things. Football and emotion. Which one do you want first?
Both.
Okay, the football is the Raiders' D-line is going to force Watson into a bunch of bloopers, right? That's the one thing the Raiders do well as a team. They've got a real defensive line. And it hasn't been good pass setting so far in Cleveland. So there's your football reason. The emotions, you mentioned like this airing of grievances.
Festivus.
I actually think there's some good to that. I really do. You clear the air. No one's
Can I air
hiding.
Some grievances with you?
Oh, no. Yeah, sure. It's going to be healthy for us. Go ahead.
You're a dick. Okay. Go ahead. Keep capping.
See, but don't you feel better now that you said that?
No, it makes me question why you hurt me with these line moves.
My point, though, is I think that's healthy, right? You fight, you yell, you get it all out, and it's why makeup sex is a thing. So I think they're going to go out there and have their version of makeup sex against the Cleveland
Browns.
You
really got Evan's attention right there.
Yep, and that's the cap. Makeup sex, take the Raiders.
Evan, you're shaking your head like you've got a lot going on in that department. Is the kid that unruly at home?
Yep.
Okay.
Good points.
Evan started bobbing his head like he was at a fucking, like a Disturbed concert. But, Jesus.
But I do think, like, if you believed in Antonio Pierce a little bit, and you did a little bit, this is it. If they don't respond, he's going to get fired, right? You can't say what he said, challenge the entire locker room, do a knockdown drag out, pull everybody in, have everybody yell and scream at each other, and then lay down again. Okay, you lost the locker room. This is a kind of a last stand for him.
Okay.
And I'll back him.
I think you're okay. If I'm forced to play it, I would. By the fact I'm limiting my plays and this is getting towards public as far as percentage of tickets.
I'm still going to stay with it.
Rock and roll. And you know I'm rooting for you because I have had it with the Browns and I've had it with Deshaun and I've had it with Jim Schwartz's face.